The crowds bumped and jostled together, forced shoulder to shoulder as they attempted to pass through the narrow entrance at the gates of Arnost. The guards stationed on either side of the entryway gazed on with bored indifference as the human tide ebbed and flowed. It was just another market day at the capital of Arvanon. A weary traveller approached the gates, leading a donkey. His weathered brown cloak was topped by a broad-rimmed hat that covered his face, and he plodded forward with head down, looking neither to the left nor to the right. His animal bore an unusual burden. An old crone, perched in the saddle uncomfortably with bent back and misshapen shoulders. Her face was concealed by the expansive hood that crowned her black cloak. Having arrived at the gates, the wayfarer halted. His hat swung slowly from side to side as he quietly scanned the faces around him, alert to any possibility of danger. Annoyed at the obstruction, the other travellers called out impatiently, pushing and shoving as they attempted to force their way past him and his donkey. He ignored them. Apparently finding nothing to interest him, and seeing that the guards were about to intervene, the traveller lowered his head once more and shuffled forward, disappearing through the gates with the donkey and its unsightly passenger in tow. The main thoroughfare was no less crowded inside the gates, but the wayfarer soon abandoned the main road in favour of a broad alley that wound its way steadily into the heart of the city. He soon turned aside to a narrow road that led upward until he stood directly beneath the walls of the castle. To one side lay a pair of wooden gates. He pushed them open and entered the courtyard that lay beyond, closing the gates behind the donkey. A small stone cottage lay before him, with smoke drifting lazily upward from its chimney. He came and positioned himself beside the donkey, glancing pensively up at his rider. Then he stood silently, as if in deep thought, making no move to approach the door of the cottage. He had remained there unmoving for some time when the door opened abruptly. A man emerged, coming to a sudden halt when confronted with the spectacle before him. The newcomer frowned, seemingly more in revulsion than in puzzlement.
"Who are you, and what is your business here?" he asked brusquely.
"Hello, father," the traveller replied quietly. "It's your son, Thomas." Axel Stablehand stood in stunned silence, contemplating the extraordinary prospect before him. Then his face hardened, and he frowned.
"You've chosen a strange way to return home, Thomas," he said.
Thomas stiffened, and his misshapen companion reached down quickly and placed a gentle hand on his arm. He glanced up at her, then stood silent for a moment as he composed himself. "Is my mother at home?" he asked.
"Yes, of course she is."
"Then may we come in?" His father cast a sharp glance at the dark figure on the donkey before addressing Thomas.
"Why should you need permission?" he asked roughly. "It's your home."
Thomas might have responded in kind, but the gentle pressure on his arm persuaded him otherwise. The older man turned and opened the door again. He stared at them over his shoulder for a moment before disappearing inside, leaving the door ajar behind him. Thomas watched him go. He shook his head once. His father was mistaken. This wasn't his home. Not anymore. After removing his hat, Thomas helped his companion down from the donkey and led her into the cottage. The first thing he saw upon entering the main room was the startled face of his mother. She took one look at him, then she burst into tears. Rushing to him, she enfolded him in her arms, sobbing loudly. After a few moments, she composed herself and stepped away, holding him at arm's length and studying his face. Finally, she smiled in contentment. Apparently allowing herself to register at last that he wasn't alone, she turned uncertainly toward his companion. "Mother and father, this is Elena, the girl I'm going to marry." His father's expression plainly showed his shock and distaste. His mother swallowed, then smiled resolutely. "You are very welcome, my dear," she said brightly. Turning to her husband, she saw the look on his face. She frowned. "Could you please fetch us some fresh water from the well, Axel?" she asked firmly. Thomas suppressed a smile as his father obediently headed outside.